Well, folks, obviously a lot of stress going on with the holidays, with COVID and everything else that we have going on. And we've had some even ice in Kansas City today, so the weather has certainly been a factor. One of the other things that we know that's going on is utility scams, and they seem to be on the rise. I can speak for this because I've had some of these calls over the years, people pretending to be from Ameren or pretending to be from other utilities, Kansas City Power and Light, etc. And Ameren is warning about this. They're wanting to protect customers during the holiday season, noting that these utility scams are on the rise. I'm Brian Houseworth. Maria Gomez is a security supervisor for Ameren, a corporate security supervisor, kind enough to give us a few minutes to talk about these scams. Maria, we appreciate your time. What is happening and what are the scammers doing?
Okay, basically, they call from a masked number, which means the number on your caller ID will look like it's from Ameren Customer Service, but it's not. So people will pick it up. And then they're either leaving a taped message telling you that you're overdue and they're about to disconnect you, or they'll have a live person. Either way, they'll make it sound as legitimate as possible with reference numbers, truck number so-and-so, it's just around the block. They even do their homework to check and see what Walmart or quick shops may be near you that you can get cash cards at. And now they're expanding onto also cash apps or having you download stuff on your phone, maybe a Bitcoin machine at the neighboring QT or wherever they find them. That's basically what we're seeing right now.
You know, the other thing that you mention in your warning here, Maria, is that in some cases, the scammers are using a fake case number. They're using fake truck identification numbers. That's concerning.
Yeah, that's to add legitimacy to it, because they know, obviously, they've done their homework and they hear what people normally say. So they try to make it sound more real by giving it numbers. They even tell the people when you call back, give them this reference number so they know what you're talking about. They have also copied our outgoing voice message. So you'll probably hear something that sounds like an Ameren voice message, or it could be the same one. The best thing to do when in doubt is just hang up the phone, look up the number yourself on the internet, or we can provide you the customer service number and check your account. Never do anything or give any information on something you did not initiate.
That's a great point. That deals with banks, et cetera, that talk about the same thing. And certainly don't give a credit card number or a checking account or savings account. And then the other thing, I think this is very important in your advisory here, Maria. You mentioned don't trust anyone asking for an immediate payment. But, you know, elderly people and people that are scared their utilities are going to be cut off, they may be scared and they may want to pay the person. But your advice is do not trust anyone asking for immediate payment and to actually call the legitimate number by looking it up or getting it out of the phone book.
Correct. That's correct. Especially not every elderly person. It also happens a lot to people with English as a second language. If you know people, that maybe there's a lot of people like my age that don't go on the internet and check these things, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your relatives about this. Some people don't even, I have an old friend that doesn't even use email or have a cell phone. Let them know, spread it out.
Yeah, that's great advice. No doubt about it. And I'm glad you brought up as well the people that speak English as a second language. It's a very important point. Maria, you've done a great job explaining this. Is there anything you'd like to add about these utility scams, especially during these holidays that I didn't bring up, or something you want to add? Feel free.
Something that you said in the beginning, it's not just utilities. It could be anything. And on the phone, a text. Also, they might come to your door. And if you're scared or if anything alerts you, just call 911 and tell them you have a suspicious person.